Cape Cod here in Massachusetts may be the epitome of American summer vacations, but for many years now, it's foreigners who provide a lot of the service labor in shops and restaurants there. Jamaicans, Eastern Europeans, people of many different nationalities. They come to the Cape each summer on temporary seasonal work visas, known officially as H-2Bs. By the way, President Trump relies heavily on seasonal workers for his Mar-a-Lago getaway. Nationally, one of the largest groups receiving H-2B visas are Filipinos. By the summer, the Trump administration won't be issuing seasonal visas to workers from the Philippines. The World's Jason Margolis has that story.
This is the story of the Tamayo family. They're from the Philippines. Right now, though, they're in Vermont doing housekeeping at a ski resort. They're hoping to shift soon to their summer jobs in Cape Cod. The family has 1 month to get a summertime visa. The clock is ticking. The mother, Yolanda, is making an appeal.
So to the United States of America President, Honorable Donald Trump, please give us a chance to renew our H-2B visas. We did not violate any rule and regulations, so please help us to going back to our summer employer.
That would be the Hot Chocolate Sparrow, a small family-run shop in Orleans, a small city on the Cape. Come summer, the population of Cape Cod nearly quadruples. At the Hot Chocolate Sparrow, lines stretch long for coffee, sandwiches, and ice cream. Owner Perry Sparrow first tries to hire Americans for the summertime surge.
The majority of our workers are American, but there's just not enough. I mean, you have 50-something restaurants in Orleans alone, and they all need workers. There's just not enough to go around.
If Sparrow can prove that he can't hire Americans, he can bring in foreign workers on H-2B visas. He says, frankly, he'd prefer Americans. It cost him a lot to pay for international flights and visa fees for his overseas workers. But he's also found the Tamayo family from the Philippines.
They fly back. The first day they land, they come back to work. They pick right up where they left off. They know, you know, the inventory, where everything goes, where they're supposed to put things away. You know,
this conversation was recorded a year ago when Sparrow and thousands of other seasonal businesses were struggling with a shortage of seasonal visas issued by the U.S. Back then, Sparrow was anxiously waiting to see if he'd win what's called the visa lottery.
It's a tremendous amount of stress.
This year, his stress is through the roof. In January, the Department of Homeland Security said that too many Filipinos are overstaying their visas and are no longer eligible for seasonal work permits. I caught up with Sparrow again via Skype and asked him what he'd do without the Tamayos.
You just feel kind of helpless. Business aside, I mean, it's, you know, it's just unfair for them to lose out on an opportunity when they've done everything by the book. And I mean, it's more than just losing workers. I mean, they're, you know, everyone, you know, all the customers know them here. You know, it's like losing part of your family.
That feeling is mutual. Reben Tamayo, Yolanda's son, has been working at the Hot Chocolate Sparrow for 6 summers.
I really, really like to work there because they are really great. They treat us like a family member. They don't treat us like a only foreign, like, employee.
Tamayo is staying in a small apartment in Vermont, along with his wife, parents, sister, and brother-in-law. We sat around a crackling fire as it snowed outside. When the Tamayos found out that Filipinos, along with workers from Ethiopia and the Dominican Republic, are now banned from getting H-2B visas, Reben says he was shocked.
I feel really sad about it because I think it's really unfair. Being a hardworking person, they need to realize that Filipino people, they are here just to work and not to be doing like illegal things.
But the Department of Homeland Security says nearly 40% of Filipinos overstayed their visas last year. DHS also says Filipinos are using the H-2B visas as a cover for human trafficking. Department officials turned down my interview request. I asked Raven's mother, Yolanda, about the trafficking claims.
We have to respect the decisions of the Department of Homeland Security.
She also says the people involved in illegal activities should be deported, but that her family shouldn't be punished and denied their visas too.
We are trying our best to strictly not violating any immigration law or U.S. government law. So maybe it's God's plan.
If you're going to punish an entire country and the workers who want to come here to make a better life for themselves, I think you're punishing the wrong group.
Daniel Costa is the director of immigration law and policy research with the Economic Policy Institute in Washington.
You're punishing workers from a country because previous workers were trafficked and victimized. The right response is to crack down on traffickers and to better regulate employers and the recruiters that use H-2B and ban the recruiters and employers that violate labor and immigration laws rather than issue blanket bans on entire countries.
Costa says the H-2B visa has a long history of worker exploitation, and structural flaws in the program could be a reason some Filipinos have overstayed their visas.
If they had to flee from an abusive employer, they probably still need to work to pay off the debts that they owe to recruiters.
Seasonal visa workers are tied to their employers. If they're caught in a bad situation, they can't just pick up and switch jobs. Legally, that is. And a path to residency, that is, employer-sponsored green cards, are very difficult to get for lower-skilled workers. So families like the Tamayos from the Philippines are stuck working within the H-2B visa system. Yolanda Tamayo has been going back and forth from the Philippines, working seasonal jobs in New England for 13 years. Her son Raven says that when he was younger and living in the Philippines, he'd miss his mom when she went to work in the States.
I graduated high school, college. She's not with us, only my dad, and it's hard for us.
Now the son is doing the same thing as mom did, splitting his life between the Philippines and the U.S. But he says the sacrifice is worth it. He tells me about working in the Philippines after he finished college a few years back.
And my first job ever in my life is being a janitor. It's really hard. It's in the mall. Per day, I make only for 480 pesos. It's only for $10 per day.
In the U.S., he earns $11 an hour, money that he can send back home to relatives. His employer on the Cape, Perry Sparrow, is working with immigration lawyers and the Philippine embassy to try and keep the Tamayos in the United States. He's appealing for an exception since the family is already here and in good standing.
I seem to be getting different answers, and it's like trying to herd cats.
A DHS spokesperson told me on background that the department will evaluate petitioners on a case-by-case basis, even if they are from the Philippines. The Tamayos have until mid-April to get an answer. If not, they'll have to head back to the Philippines. And coffee shop owner Perry Sparrow will have to figure out how to find enough workers to keep his summertime business running. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.